You're on with Mario Lopez.
Hey, you're on with Mario Lopez on the phone right now, the host of the new Thrive Global podcast, Ariana Huffington. How are you, Ariana?
Very good. How are you, Mario?
I'm well. It's nice hearing your voice. Enjoy, or I should say miss seeing you on Real Time with Bill Maher. Always very entertaining there.
Thank you so much. I love that show. I love Bill.
Now, Ariana, you've conquered all forms of media. What made you want to launch a podcast?
I love podcasts more and more. I have a daughter who is 25 years old, and she's so addicted to podcasts. I realized that a lot of millennials and a lot of people much older than millennials are now finding podcasts the most interesting and intimate way to receive information, to entertain themselves, to receive valuable insights. And that's what we want to do with our Thrive Global podcast: help people learn from others how to thrive in their lives and not just survive. That's why we're going to feature interviews with celebrities, athletes, and influencers, and discuss how they thrive and what fuels their success. Mario, I hope I can interview you.
Well, thank you very much for the invite. I appreciate it. Yes, that sounds like fun. That sounds like fun. Now, how do you go about picking the people you interview, who you find interesting?
So we are picking people who go against the cultural assumption that in order to succeed, you have to burn out. Because the whole theme of my new company, Thrive Global, is to realize that when we prioritize our own well-being, when we sleep, when we make time to recharge, disconnect from our technology, etc., we are actually more effective. We are more productive. We are more successful without sacrificing our health and our happiness. And so we want leaders who actually practice that. You know, like when we launch Thrive Global at midnight tonight, our media platform, for example, we have a post from Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, talking about how he gets 8 hours of sleep a night, and that makes him a more effective CEO, makes it better for Amazon shareholders. Now, that is something which surprises people, because they assume all successful CEOs just burn the midnight oil. We have an interview with Travis Kalanick. I'd love, for example, to interview Travis, the founder and CEO of Uber, about how he came to realize that when he makes time to recharge himself, it's better for Uber, it's better for his job. So that's what I'd like to go for, Mario. I'd like to go for people who surprise us with their own tips and best practices about how they thrive, so that we can help others have some new role models.
I love that. Very empowering and very positive. And I also love that you're a big advocate for sleep. Ariana, I've always said sleep is extremely underrated, and it's so incredibly important. What was this awakening, no pun intended, that you had when figuring out that sleep just really complements your life in every way?
So we actually, my wake-up call was in 2007, when actually I collapsed from sleep deprivation and burnout, broke my cheekbone on the way down, and that was the beginning of my reevaluating my delusion that I had to forego sleep in order to succeed, and realize the price I was paying, and that was the beginning of the change for me. I wrote a book called Thrive, which was about redefining success to include our well-being. And then I wrote an entire book on the sleep revolution. So we're going to be giving a lot of tips and best practices around sleep on the podcast, as well as other ways that people who are in the arena, who are doing a lot, actually manage to keep themselves healthy and happy rather than sacrificing their health and their relationships along the way.
Right. It does affect your health so much. And it's a matter of being disciplined, right? You got to turn off your electronic devices, even though that's difficult for a lot of people, and just really say, I'm going to shut it down at this time, and that's that, right?
Exactly. Because because the truth is that there is never an end to the day, Mario.
Right.
I mean, we have to declare an end to the day. You could
right.
stay up all night answering emails, texts, going on your social media. And if your listeners go to thriveglobal.com, starting now, they'll find a lot of tips to start thriving. And when the iHeart podcast launches, that's going to be our priority. That's what we want to focus on so that we can help people thrive, because far too many people are leading breathless, exhausting lives. And, you know, this is it. This is not a dress rehearsal.
Right.
So
we're in the show.
We're in the show, so let's not basically forego the joy that we can get from our lives, even when times are hard. But when we are running on empty, it's very hard to find joy.
Yeah, no, I agree. Now, it was so much online and social media being a presence more than ever before. Are we actually becoming more informed, do you believe?
Well, I think social media and technology are great, provided we set boundaries. The problem is when we become their slaves and we never disconnect, and that's what becomes debilitating. So we really need to kind of reclaim our humanity and our lives. And that's why at Thrive Global, we are launching, for example, a phone bed where you can put your phones to charge outside your room at night. And if you have children, you can teach them that that's where phones charge, not beside them on their nightstand. And we have little blankets that you put over the pillow, over the phone, so that you can create a ritual that helps us deal with our addiction to technology.
Oh, those are good tips right there. The holidays are here, of course. What's your favorite part of the season?
Oh, I love the holidays. I love the sort of magic of the holiday, and I love anything that reconnects us with that magic that we felt as children, which so often we lose as we grow older and get more obsessed with our to-do lists and our projects.
Well, congratulations, Ariana, on the new podcast. It sounds great. And listen, you can subscribe to the Thrive Global podcast with iHeartRadio or your favorite podcast app. And you can follow her on Twitter at Ariana Huff. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in, and hope to be talking to you more.
Thank you so much, Mario. Look forward to having you on our podcast.
Oh, so appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. On with Mario Lopez.